Hey, Rich is on the line at 308-8867. Hey there, Rich. Welcome to Milberger's Gardening, South Texas.
Hey, fellas. Hey, you know what? I think you guys are having too much fun.
No.
This is a mess.
It's all fake. Yeah.
Hey, it's a little cold here, though.
We can turn it down a couple notches if you'd like us to.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Rich. What's going on?
Pine trees. What grows down here? I come from where there's a tall ponderosa pine, you know. And I miss them.
Did you take pictures?
I miss them trees.
Yeah.
Did you take pictures?
Where are you from?
Omaha.
Well, you should have.
Omaha.
Go back and take pictures.
Hey, listen to somebody from Omaha talking about pine trees.
I really do miss them. I want to know what grows down here.
Well, we got a list, but it's not a long.
Got a long piece of paper?
Pen in my hand.
All right. Here
Aleppo pine.
Aleppo. A-L-E-P-P-O.
Italian stone pine.
I saw them, Italian stone. They look like they grow maybe about 4 feet tall, and that's it. Do they grow tall?
They grow taller than 4 foot. They grow relatively tall. They're just not fast. But and Japanese black pine.
Japanese, that's spelled J-A-P.
Okay, I remember Pearl Harbor. S-E.
Yeah,
okay,
there you go. And the key here is that we've got those alkaline soils, and then we've got that heat and those hot nights. So this is not the best pine country.
All right, go on, Kevin.
That's all.
Oh, that's it. I see.
What about ponderosa?
No. Ponderosa doesn't seem to do well here.
It's a hammer.
You know, I think they can put up with alkaline soils, but there's the other conditions they just don't respond.
How about height? Which one gets the tallest?
Aleppos are big and tall. Like, you know, they look like ponderosas once they get there.
If you get far enough away from them.
You go on the, I think, Kelly over there. Yeah. Kelly, where there used to be Kelly Air Force Base, they got a lot of them there.
Okay.
And they get quite, they're the tallest of those, that bunch. When do you guys
get your trees in?
Right. Oh, here? They're coming in. Yeah. They got a lot of them here now, but they'll be now through the end of February, they'll all be in.
You got any Aleppo over there?
We had Aleppo. Actually, they may have some of the living Christmas trees still on sale from the Aleppos, but they may not. I don't know that.
What are those?
I think that actually might be one there.
There.
Yeah, they got some.
Can't you go check in the rain?
Yeah, Milton wants me to go out in the rain and check these that we think are Aleppos right here.
Any special? I got the regular soil down here where you got the little tiny round rocks.
Yeah.
Then, you know, when you dig into the ground.
Those are soil fragments.
Where you say down here? Where are you?
I'm by Stinson Airfield.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I dig down 3 inches and I hit these round rocks.
Yeah. We got some, at least some smaller specimens of the Aleppo. There's some,
look at that food.
3 gallons, and they're
about what I'm looking for.
Okay, but they're about 3 or 4 feet.
They're
50%.
Go long.
So
any special treatment when I put them in the ground?
No, just the native soil.
Okay, how about the root hormone when I plant them?
Nah, it's not necessary. It doesn't seem to contribute anything.
Okay,
if it makes you feel better, you can put it in.
But you guys got them right now, right?
Right.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
They're 50% off, and we have the Aleppos, and that's a cedar. That's a deodar cedar.
Is it deodar?
Oh, yeah,
I love
that.
All right.
No, I don't want no cedar.
All right.
No.
I'll be having people knocking on my door.
This is a real cedar. This is the prettiest.
Yeah.
It's prettier than all of he's just mentioned.
Deodar cedar.
Deodar.
See, what we're talking about, cedar fever, is not cedar. It's juniper.
Juniper, yeah.
Oh.
True. Botanically, it's juniper.
Okay. How about them?
All right. Cedar.
Yeah, and this one's, real cedar is a cedrus.
Okay, I wrote it down.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
We'll try to tone everything down now.